Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I bring in my favorite guest. And what other guest is at a movie, walks out of the movie to join me, and then I get to like 3-4 minutes late. So I apologize for that. What movie are you watching?
Strange World.
Strange World. You're solo?
Kids movie. No, my kiddo.
Did you go to kids movie by yourself?
Yes, I go to kids movies by myself all the time. Even though I have a kid, I just don't take her with.
That would be fantastic if you could come
Wouldn't
home and you tell your daughter, oh man, I got to tell you how good this movie was.
And then she goes, saw the best movie today.
No.
Too bad you weren't there.
Yeah, no, you got to go to school. I mean, I saw it. I made some friends. We went over. We watched.
Yeah.
How
afterwards.
Would it look? How would it look if, as an adult, you on a regular basis walked into the same theater and watched Disney's and kid movies?
I'm sure it'd be less creepy than if a dude did it.
Yes, that's true.
Right? I mean, we're getting tough. Like, everything you do looks creepy.
Wow. Dave, did you just hear that? Everything a guy does looks creepy.
I think that was you specifically, not all men.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Well,
whoa.
You know.
Whoa. Give me an example of something a guy does, and when you see it often, you think, I know that's okay, but it still looks kind of creepy.
Well, like going into a movie, a kid's movie by yourself was a perfect example of that.
Yep.
What else? What I'm trying to think of something else that I've seen that I thought, oh, that's probably okay, but maybe not. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that quickly.
What about at a bar by himself compared to a woman at a bar by herself?
Guy at a bar by himself, not creepy. Anybody at a bar by themselves is sad, right? Like, that makes me sad.
Like, I don't think it's sad.
You want to go, like, befriend someone? Yes, it is. It's just like, why are you, like, by yourself? No, that's sad. That makes me really sad. See, I'm the kind of person that I like, I'm always doing stuff by myself, but I'd rather just stay at home so no one sees me do it by myself. I'm not going to eat by myself.
I need a text on this. When you're out, 651-461-9226, and you see someone at a bar, and they've reached a point where they're no longer waiting for someone, they are by themselves, are you sad for them? I so rarely go to a bar by myself. It's very few times. But I know people who like to do that, who just want to go.
Right.
They want to get away. They don't want to talk, or they want to strike up a conversation.
No, I'll just drink vodka in my house by myself. Thank you.
Dave Arrogant, you're out, and you see a guy by himself, and at the other side of the bar, a gal by herself. What is your default on sad, lonely, or creepy with those two individuals?
I think if we're talking sad, I think it's probably sadder if the woman's by herself, actually. If just in a mental image, if I'm thinking somebody's alone at a bar, immediately a man pops into my head versus a woman. Might be awfully sexist. I don't know.
That is very sexist, I think.
Per use.
Yes, I just think women have friends.
Stay on brand, Dave.
Yeah, stay on brand.
What were you going to say there? I'm trying to think of the most sexist person I know. Adam Carter. Okay.
I think women just have friends in general. Men are more solo types.
You're like,
I think, Rena, that's a statement about the number of friends he has.
Well, there's that.
That could be.
Among
would
the...
Dave, would you go by yourself to a bar?
No, I don't think so. I never have.
Yeah, no.
You never...
It's just...
Wait a second. Rena, you also have never one single time just went, man, that day stunk. I'm going to go to Lat 14 right across the way and get me a stiff drink.
No, because then A, I'd have to drive home, so that's not going to happen. And B, I'm not going to go sit by myself. I'd rather just sit in my house. If I'm sad because I had a bad day or if I'm mad because I had a bad day, I want to be by myself. And then I don't have to drive anywhere.
Among the texts coming in, love being a bar solo and traveling for work, soak in the atmosphere. Another text. I'm not sad. I'm displaying my non-codependency. I think the texter is saying the two of you are codependent.
That's fair.
That
I don't
you
have any
need,
problem with that.
You need companionship. Do you ever fly by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So you're at the airport. It's the afternoon. You're early. It's an hour and a half early. There's a bar. You want to get, maybe a glass of wine. Won't do that?
No. No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would get food and then go sit at the gate in my seat and eat.
By yourself, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't have a choice. Why are you making me feel weird?
Well, no, I'm the outlier here because I don't do it a lot, but I don't feel sad if I go to the bar by myself.
You don't feel weird? I also have social anxiety, so that's part of the issue.
Do you?
Too.
Okay. All right. Here's another text. Wow. Do I feel like an inadequate person listening to this conversation? I've had to wait for my friends to do things I would never believe in my house. Yeah, some people are just very different about, okay, like, will you go to a movie by yourself?
No.
Oh, I love going to movies.
No, I would not. No. Especially
Harrigan?
Now because you can stream everything at your house.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah. I did before. I don't now because the streaming is there. Harrigan, movie by yourself, yes or no?
Never have.
Never. Man, I am the outlier in this conversation. Kathleen, my ex-wife, well, I'm still very good friends with Rena. There were times we'd go to the theater, the Cineplex together. We know the general time movies would start. And if we get a movie, great. If not, she'd go to one, I'd go to one, and then we'd go get food afterwards and talk about our movies.
And then you wonder why this relationship didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was brilliant, but of course we're no longer married, so it's hard for me
right.
to
when
say
you start
that.
The conversation but, with my ex-wife and I.
Well, but we're still great friends.
Mm-hmm. No,
unfortunately,
I know.
Okay, so tomorrow at your house, give me the lay of the land. We got about 2 minutes before we got to go, and you need to make sure your child is still watching the movie.
We have friends here, so she's not in there by herself.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's just my parents tomorrow and two friends. That's it. There's seven of us total with one kid.
Give me something that is unique about the celebration at your house.
My husband smokes the turkey, and he's also smoking ribs tomorrow, too.
Oh, that's a great addition.
Because no one really likes turkey, do they?
No, turkey's massively overrated.
Overrated, yes. There you go.
Way, way down the list.
Yes.
Anything Greek related?
We are not doing anything Greek. Isn't that terrible?
No.
I should have thought about that. But no. And my mom is not Greek at all. My dad's side's the Greek side.
Okay. I got it. Thank you so much for coming on. I love having fun with our conversations. Have a great day tomorrow. We'll talk next
week. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you, yes.
Same to you, Rena. Thanks so much.
All right.
Rena.
Bye.
Sargentopoulos, you will not see her at a local restaurant or bar by yourself. We can assure we have learned that definitively. If we've told you, instructed you anything today, that's definitely on the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.